Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. We all the way live, baby, and you already heard it. You know, all I want is you. You know what I mean? All I want is them Pisces out there that's definitely celebrating their birthday. They're calling at 347-826-7722 because it's going down tonight. We're going to have a hot show tonight, and definitely we're going to talk about Black History Month. We're going to talk about this big beef and rivalry that's going on with Kanye West, Kim Kardashian versus Amber Rose, okay? Past to the present, we're going to talk about that. And these crazy comments that Kanye made on The Breakfast Club earlier this week. And Oscars are coming up, All Stars, and also some birthday shout-outs. And we got some new music from The Dream and recap of what happened last night. It's going down tonight, to call it at 347-8. It's going down. If you're Pisces like I am, shout out to Emma E2K. Her birthday was yesterday. Also, another shout out, big shout out to, the one and only Riri, Rihanna. Her birthday was today, a fellow Pisces. Also, Fred the Godson, Big Bronx. Big shout out to you. You already know what it is. We're going to go to the phone lines and see if I got my co host, the one and only Sandra in the building. What a do,
baby. Hey.
What's poppin'?
Oh, nothing. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Everybody coming through from all that snow and everything. People had, like, full bodies of snow, like, up in the mountains and everything like that. It was crazy.
I know. And we're supposed to actually get some more snow here, like, tomorrow. So it's, I don't know. I'm about sick of it. So, but hey, it is what it is. It's the season. It's the season of snowing, so.
Exactly, yeah. Man. And, you know, you got the whole rivalry going on with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West versus Amber Rose.
Oh, wow.
apparently, Kanye was making some absurd comments on The Breakfast Club this past week. So we're going to chime in on that, and we're also going to talk about some movies that's in the works, new music from The Dream. Featuring T.I. called That's My Shit. But sometimes, if you listen to, we have the raw uncut version, so you'll hear what it really is all about. And we had a pleasure to meet The Dream last night. We had a talk to him. He was a very humble guy, you know, big flirt, big flirt. But he is actually way cuter in person, honestly. Like, you know, I think the pictures don't do him any justice. Their pictures don't do him justice, but he's a very little fly guy, little short guy too. He's a nice dude though. You know, it was a honor because you know he's a genius. You know, several Grammys. I mean, like, but you'll see that footage coming out soon. And we also had a chance to check out DJ Flamin at Howard Theater along with Grant Biz Markie also last night, and that was definitely dope. You know what I mean?
Indeed. And Royce the 5'9". And it was dope. It was nice, you know. It was, you know, memories, you know. It was nice.
Yeah, but we're going to speak on some other topics because there's some crazy stuff that went down last night. But we want to move on to that. But, you know, the first thing is let's go over the Empire recap.
Oh, my God. Cookie.
Okay, Team Cookie in the building, baby. I don't know haven't watched the show, but if you don't, we're going to give you the highlights, play-by-play, what went down on Wednesday and what you missed, okay?
Yes.
First off, this was a mind-blowing, epic Empire, you know. Okay, first off, it was head-to-head. Anika versus Cookie, back to back, okay?
Yeah.
Who is the diva of the day, okay? First off, Cookie finally finds out that Lucius actually has ALS or whatever. Lucius passes
right.
out, you know what I mean, or whatever. And he finally breaks down to the kids and let them know after they had a performance together, they squash their beef, they do their performance, you know, and basically Cookie got got her L all together because Anika didn't want to deal with her because she was acting like a crackhead, you know. So basically she got it cleaned up. And after she put all this work into L, why does Anika, she's just so angry because she is a little heifer. She goes and freaking spikes this girl's drink and has her high as hell when she's supposed to be the main performance for for their IPO investors or whatever, and got this guy, girl, high as a bird. So Jamal and Keem have to go together and perform, which they did an excellent performance. I don't know about their microwaves on them chicken, on them chick heads, though. You know what I mean? That was kind of off the wall with that shit. I understand what was going on with that. The caption of the week on that one was, this is when your girl is trying to be sexy for you, but at the same time you're kind of hungry because she had a microwave on her head and she got an outfit on. Crazy.
I didn't get it either.
I didn't get that situation. But they do be doing some weird videos and some weird stuff in it. I don't understand what's going on. Now, apparently Lucius lost his voice because of the ALS. And he also found that them experimental drugs were not experimental drugs. I don't know what that stuff was laced with, because apparently the guy that so-called was the doctor had lost his license like years ago. That dude was coming in with battery acid or something. So,
right. Telling him it was from Russia.
Talking about, you know how much money Lucius just lost out on money, and he might have had fastened the speed of him dying with whatever the hell they done pumped him up with, you know?
Right.
So anyway, Lucius, you know, finds that out or whatever. So Lucius can't talk. He loses his voice. So he's like, oh my God, who is going to convince these people that we are family business, da da da, right? So Anika's like, I'll step in, Daddy. I'll do it. And the son is like, I'll do it. He's like, nah, Cookie going to do it. Yo, you should have seen Anika's face. Priceless, point one for Cookie. Well, actually, it's point two, because the point one was the fact that she was able to fix up L in order for her to do the show. So that's point
right.
two. Even though, what's the name, messed it up, you know what I mean, Anika, by lacing her with drugs. So we go through all that whole entire spill or whatever. Let's get to the good part. Then Jamal finds out he's a freaking father and freaking raising Simone and dropped the baby off and then ran off somewhere. So we don't know what's up with this so-called baby that he impregnated when he gay, but I don't know how that happened, but whatever.
Whatever.
You know.
Whatever.
You know, and then we had another one that was posted up about Precious. My poor Precious, I don't know what they're doing with your hairstyle, girl. They had some burnt oodles and noodles, and they said that's how her hair looked on Empire. I was like, you did wrong, right? But the hiccups, they're evil, though. Stop being cyber bullies, even though it was funny as hell. But anyway, on top of it, let's top it off with a strawberry with sprinkles. Let me tell you what happened at the end. So Anika's supposed to go off to the country somewhere, and Cookie and Lucius are getting emotional about him having ALS, vegan it, and stuff like that. They get two glasses of wine. They stand deeply in each other. Anika's supposed to be gone. I guess Anika left some. And I was saying to myself, what if Anika walk in? Bam! Speaking of the devil. Anika walks in, and they all up in the sheets. And I think Cookie saw Anika, and she was like,
You're stupid. Yeah, Cookie saw her. I don't think Cookie saw her. I just think.
Because she started acting extra. She started acting extra when she seen her come in there. I'm telling you. It was crazy. I don't know.
It was crazy. That was very crazy. That was a crazy one, man. Right, I was very, I mean, I was absolutely shocked. You know, I'm pretty sure everyone else that was watching it was just as shocked when you saw that scene. You're like, wow, really? That?
It was,
okay,
bound,
that's
to, it
interesting.
Was bound to happen. It was bound
right,
to happen.
Right, it was bound, but not that fast.
And mind you, this girl did a bid this whole time, did a bid and still ain't get no ass. Oh, she going to get some ass, okay? She going to get some ass, and she going to get it from
yeah,
who
sure,
she knows.
Yeah.
Lucius.
I'm not gonna
it's
lie.
It's kind of hard out here for a pimp.
That's all. I was about to say that. That's all I think about when I see him. Every time I see them two together, I'm like, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Yo,
they made it.
Every time I see him with that crazy hairstyle from 1967, I'll be like. Whoop that trick, no whoop that.
That ain't just them hairstyles.
Whoop that. Over there sweating like I don't know what. Look like his balls are sinking on that joint. But
wow, you're
oh my God. But yeah, big shout out to Yaz. He actually followed us and showed us some love. Follow him at BRYSHER Gray, 2 Ys. Thank you for showing us some love. You know what I'm saying? And also, shout out to Darren Henson for showing us love or whatever, you know. And Cookie is definitely the ultimate star to me on Empire.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And also, the funniest part on it on Empire was when Naomi Campbell, you know, she's definitely not aging too well for me. I think this year's a Coke or whatever was going on with her. But she's not aging well. Like Naomi used to be beautiful. I'm just sad she got look like that. But she like hitting 60, right? She like old as I don't know what.
She's not 60. I'm like, no, she's not 60.
Well, she looks 60. Well, she looks 60.
Oh wow.
But anyway,
wow.
But,
no
but
comment.
I love you, Naomi. But I ain't like that dress you had on because it was pressing your titties that you hardly have anyway. But you know what? I love her. But she was like. He said, what is a bae? And he was like, he's like, you know what it is. He said, I don't know what a bae is.
Yeah,
you know, you can't use that slang with an old-ass woman and stuff. She don't know what that's about. And then he tried to give her a name change. He said, hey, are we in elementary school? What are you doing?
Right. That's what I was looking to. Like, did he just give her a chain? Like, really?
Yes,
I'm thinking he was going to give her, like, a tennis bracelet, you know. Something more mature. He gave her a chain, a name tag.
Gave her a chain. I was like, yo, Hakeem, grow up. Like, something is wrong.
Grow up. But he's a great actor, you know.
Exactly.
This shows you when we're able to talk about the characters and actually relate to them and, you know, speak about them like this, this shows that the person outside of the character itself is a great actor, you know, because like I said, Hakeem, you know, your character, yes, but you as a person, great actor, you know. Like that is an awesome job. Like all of you guys are doing an awesome job. You know, like it's Empire. Yeah, I'm Team Empire, Team Cookie.
Team Empire, Team Cookie. I mean I'm gonna be honest, I love all of them. I don't like Anika. That she is killing me, but maybe she's a different person in real life. But you know, all I can say is these people are playing the mess out of their characters. Like
they got us so involved.
We want to jump through the TV and whoop some ass. That's how serious they got us in this thing. Like, are you serious? Did Cookie just do that? But you know, we love you, Empire, and continue nothing but success and prove them wrong out here. Prove them wrong out. You guys are doing outstanding. Okay, also in gossip, okay. Safari is still doing his thing unbothered and still looking voluptuous and looking delicious.
Absolutely.
Wow, you got my man Meek Mills looking like he's pregnant with twins. Okay. And, you know, they had a caption out talking about, you ever look at your baby like you kind of ugly, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Meek Mill's kind of ungroomed sometimes, and he looked like his breath stink, but I mean, that's just me. But anyway. And you know what I'm saying? Nikki is all over this dude, but you never showed no public affection for your man. safari that was loyal. It was just crazy like that. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It really makes no sense.
It's just kind of sad because, like, you did this dude dirty, and the fact of the matter is he introduced you to this dude. And you go behind. Yeah. Like, you can't just get all bunned up like that. Y'all been smashing. Y'all been doing y'all thing. Like, you try to play the innocent role, but, yo, it's out there in point blank. Like, you was a thot. You was a thot.
Right.
Shout out to Nikki for being a thot.
Hey,
honestly,
it's okay, Nikki. It's okay.
It's okay, Nikki. It's okay, it's okay, Nikki. We understand. We still
love
you. We still want to buy.
You.
I'm still
going
to buy your perfume because it smells good as hell. So I'm still going to buy it. I'm still
going to
buy. I'm still support you. I still haven't smoked your Moscato, but I might just get it and still support you. But I don't like your choices. But anyway, you a grown woman. Get your money, baby. Get some money, Barbie. But happy birthday to also Dr. Dre and Joel Santana. They had their birthday this past week or whatever. And, you know, Dr. Dre is now able to pick up his AARP card because he's in his 50s.
Oh, yay.
Shout out to Dre. Yay.
AARP.
Don't you get discounts with that?
You do. You get to eat at Danny's, you know, for discounts, and
he's a senior citizen now, right? Wow.
Oh, wow.
Damn. also, they got the trailers of, you know, the NWA movie. It's the anticipation for it. It's crazy. And we got the trailer of them actually going back to their hood and stuff on the website. Which that content was featured by DJ Hustle, so check that out on www.lustradioonline.com. Also, there's an interview with Problem on there, and also George Clinton. Check those out on. And shout out to DJ Hustle. Speaking of him, he is going
to
be covering the Oscars.
Woo!
He is going to be doing the Oscars this year. I cannot believe that. This is big for him. Salute to DJ Hustle, man. For real. Like, that's big thing. Oh, speaking of the Oscars, don't you have the nominees for this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do have the nominees. So we're just going to run, you know, through a few of them because, you know, of course, you know, they have, like, 1,000, you know, choices, different,
only,
you know.
Only do
things.
The ones we care about. Just do the people we care about.
Oh, the ones
we care about.
We're just going to do Best Pictures, Actors, Supporting Actor, Actress, and Supporting Actresses. Yes, that's what we're going to do. All right, so for Best Picture, of course, American Sniper, by Clint Eastwood, Robert Lorenzo, Andrew Lazar, Bradley Cooper, and Peter Morgan. That was nominated. Birdman, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Okay, hold on one second on Birdman. What is Birdman about? I still haven't. It sounds retarded. Even though I love Michael Keaton, but they got freaking a nomination. I'm like, seriously.
I never heard about that movie or saw it in the theater, but
that movie wasn't even promoted that much. How did it get a freaking? How did it get nominated? Somebody explain that to me.
Apparently, we have to see it in order for us to know why we are nominated. Yes, we definitely have to put that in the must see
list. Let me tell you something, though. I'm rooting for Bradley Cooper because Bradley Cooper is so beautiful, and he played the mess out of that sniper movie. I'm telling you, he was in depth.
Yeah.
He had me, like, into it. He played. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, there you go. I'm like, okay, yeah, she's being carried away, so calm down. Calm back down. And then the next movie that was nominated is Boyhood. I've never seen that movie before. The next movie, it's Grand Budapest Hotel. Again, I have not seen that movie as well. The next Best Picture nomination is The Imitation Game. You know, sounds interesting. Haven't seen it. Next picture, Selma. Of course. Yes, it was nominated for Best Picture. You know, I saw previews. You know, I know about the real history. So I technically don't have to watch the movie. Best Picture. The next Best Picture is Whiplash. Never seen it before, but sounds interesting.
I've seen Whiplash.
So have you seen it?
Never seen it.
Oh, okay. So, well, those are the Best Picture nominees. And let's see. For the Best Actor, it is Steve Carell and Foxcatcher. Steve Carell, for those that don't know, that's the guy in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Okay, now that movie, I saw the previews and the trailers. I don't know, because they had Channing Tatum in it, and he was in it, and I think they were, like, coaching some wrestling. And the thing, it kind of looked gay to me. I know this is trying to gay,
but it
kind of looked like the dude was kind of molesting the dude. It just looked kind of gay.
It is.
It looks
exactly.
gay as hell.
Yes, that's exactly what it's about. That's exactly what it's about. About, you know, of course, you know, older guy lives in a home with his parent, and he's a molester, The next actor is Bradley Cooper, of course, an American Sniper. I mean, we know that he's going to win, so because, you know, this movie is, like, the highest grossing movie right now, so I'm pretty sure he's going to win.
And besides being the highly grossed movie, I mean, it's one of the movies that caused so much controversy. It's on CNN and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, I mean... And also, another thing is, all Bradley Cooper has to do is just smile and it's over, okay? It's a wrap.
Okay, moving on. moving on. The next actor is Benedict Cumberbatch in The Imitation Game.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but, Benedict Cumberbatch. The next actor is Michael Keaton, of course, in The Birdman. And then the next actor is Eddie Redmayne in The Theory of Everything. I said his name was Eddie, okay? Just call him Eddie.
I'm starting to get confused. Are these major movies? Are these stuff from, like, film? What is
That's funny you said that. That's what it sounds like to me. Those are all Sundance film, except for American Sniper. You know, and of course, Foxcatcher. I think I saw that. I don't know if it premiered in all of this in nationwide or selected theater, but those absolutely to me sound like whatchamacallit movies. Yeah, it's definitely not nationwide movie. But moving on, supporting actors. The nominees are Robert Duvall and The Judge. I saw that preview. That seems to be a good movie. Ethan Hawke in Boyhood.
Ethan Hawke.
Edward Norton in The Birdman. Mark Ruffalo in Foxcatcher. And then J.K. Simmons in Whiplash. Moving on to the actresses, the best supporting actress. We're going to do the supporting actresses. Supporting actresses is Patricia Arquette in Boyhood, Lauren Dern in Wild, Keira Knightley in The Imitation Game, Emma Stone in Birdman, and Meryl Streep in Into the Woods.
You know what? But Into the Woods sucks. Meryl Streep did an excellent job, but that movie, the plot, it sucked. Okay, that movie, I hated it. It was a terrible movie.
Oh wow, that totally sucks.
I don't even think it should have been nominated for anything.
Oh wow,
but
man.
She did an outstanding job though.
So that's probably why she was nominated versus the whole movie, because the movie actually doesn't have any nominations. Now, let's see, the best nominations for Best Actress, Marion Cotillard in 2 Days, 1 Night. I've never heard of this movie. Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything, Julianne Moore in Still Alice, Rosemont Pike and Gone Girl and Reese Witherspoon and Wild. I actually saw that preview, and I think that, you know, that was a good movie, and people actually started following the, it was about a lady that set out to find herself, you know, after her mom's death. She took this, you know, life-changing journey, and it was actually a real story, you know, a real-life story, just like American Sniper. And people were actually, you know, started following her. You know, like women were empowering each other, you know, going on walks and, you know, whatever they want to do out there. But, yeah, so those are the important nominations that we have, you know. But, you know, like from what I'm thinking, I think American Sniper is going to snag pretty much every award because it was so controversial. It was so huge, you know. This is about war and politics, you know, that caught everyone's attention. So who knows? We'll see. You know, we'll see Sunday night. So, yeah, make sure everyone tunes in.
Definitely, and we're gonna get like bit by bit, play by play from DJ Hustle on the red carpet to tell us what's going on over there in LA, you know, with our correspondents. So don't forget to check out DJ Hustle at DJ Hustle 2407. He's definitely doing a lot of major things. Definitely follow him.
Absolutely.
And what we're gonna do right now, we're gonna go into a new song. Definitely wonderful time spent talking to Dream yesterday, so we're going to go to a new song. This is explicit, so I will warn you, this is not G-rated. This is not PG-rated. This is rated R, bitch. So this is The Dream featuring T.I., and it's called My Shit, and it's featuring T.I., and it's going to have a couple of cuss words on it. So I want you to listen to the song, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk more because we got a lot of things to talk about on Lush Radio Online, The Lush Lounge, featuring your girl Sandra and your girl Lushy Lush, baby.
You try to make a wild out, I just make a wild out.
And I have it all in my stomach. You type the L, why you don't call me or nothing, man? I wouldn't have a bitch in the mall with me for nothing. You keep petty conversation. We know two words, orgasms and penetration. Big dog, balls to the wall, going all in. Send a ass back see you, hope you fall in. Kick it with a ratchet friend. You took all 10 on with you to the club and got them all in. Scrub. But anything you would give one day to know the life that a real nigga live one day. Know what it like when niggas fuck with you for real for running, yay. And can still hit the streets and get a meal in one day. So baby, if she net the cane, the only thing you could be is the next
if
best
she don't
thing.
Cause if she did, she wouldn't be on the phone right now like that's my dick.
Really?
If she don't love you, cause if she did, she wouldn't be on the club rapping like she my dick. Nigga, that's my shit.
Okay.
You can't
okay.
Stand it, but that's my shit.
I
need to be dramatic, but that's my shit.
Yeah.
Little nigga try to come behind me. She met you, I was trying to find me. Try to never mind me. Don't gotta remind me, but that's my shit.
Sharp was born swimming, nigga.
Well, there you have it. That's my shit. See, I said he's gonna be all up in the stomach. God damn! You try and destroy bitches' wombs and stuff out here,
what?
Man. Dang, Tiara. Woo! You know,
that
but you know it never fails for Dream, man. He always got something that's got some freak stuff in it. You know what I'm saying? He told us the other night, yeah, he got a little freak and stuff or whatever, you know, in him. But you know, he's definitely a dope guy, very funny,
right.
You know, and you know, so we had fun with him. Definitely check out his new project and support the song, That's My Ish, you know. Whether you like the raw version or you like the clean version, you know what I'm saying? You decide. Whatever makes you happy. Also, speaking of movies, there's a movie out that's been out, and basically it's called The Kingsman. The Kingsman, if you're into James Bond, Bourne movies, and with a little bit of comedy twist or whatever, they are awesome, so check it out. You already know what it is, The Kingsmen, The Secret Service. Check them out. It's nothing but nonstop action and some comedy. Samuel Jackson is over there cussing like always. You already know what it is. He's playing the antagonist in the movie. But check them out, you know. And also, my daughter actually gave a critique on the SpongeBob movie. She said it wasn't worth paying your money. It was kind of stupid.
Oh, wow.
She said she'd rather watch it on bootleg.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that was her critique on the SpongeBob movie. So, yeah, you can take it for the little ones, but the ones that are, like, a little bit older, like, she's 11. She was like, and I like SpongeBob, too, but she said the SpongeBob movie was whack. So, hey, wait till it comes out on DVD. It's not worth. But The Kingsman is worth going out there checking out the movie. But we have our correspondent from L.A., the one and only DJ Hustle. He's going to tell us about what he's going to be doing at the Oscars.
What's cracking?
Yeah,
like
what's cracking, homie?
Man, I just left my audition.
You always auditioning, man. You're hustling.
I know, right?
Hey, man, if you don't hustle, you don't eat.
Hustle got 20 jobs. 20 jobs.
And I'm not Jamaican, man.
Real talk, man. For real.
What's popping, y'all?
Hustle. Ain't nothing much, man. We digging this scene on the gangster lane, man.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop. So,
whoop-de-whoop.
I mean, you did a whole bunch of interviews this past week, and the content was wonderful. You could definitely check out the content he did and his interviews at www.letsradioonline.com and follow him at DJ Hustle 2407. Now, DJ Hustle, I mean,
yo.
What happened? I mean, how did you feel when they told you, yo, you're going to be covering the Oscars? Like, I know you was like, wow.
Now, I won't get wild until I actually get on a red carpet. Then it'd be like, turn up time. I don't get excited because usually when you get excited, whatever is supposed to be happening don't happen. I learned that from being in the movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, you book a movie.
Yeah.
And you know when you're black and you book a movie, you tell all your friends, right? Like, I'm going to be in this movie with Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker. And then you get in the movie, you film it, and they edit your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
then
that's true.
Your homies go, you two and Best tell your homies to get that edited out, and they go see the movie, they pay their money, and they don't see your ass in there, then they clown you. Hey, nigga, you sure you acting in the movie, nigga? What's happening?
Right.
Yeah, man, I was that little black spot in the corner. You ain't seen me? I moved a little bit.
moves a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you know, so I don't get
excited.
Me.
You got to pause me right there. You got to pause and zoom in.
You got to pause. Yeah. It was too fast, too.
Yeah, you got to pause. So.
But real talk, Joe, Hustle has been in, like, mad commercials. I mean, doing so much things out there, like, for real. Like, you got to check his resume. Like, this dude is just grinding.
Oh,
ridiculous. And I'm so proud of him because I've seen him grow. Like, I mean, as an outstanding DJ, he's not just a regular DJ. He DJs for the stars. I mean, he's acting with, you know, elite actors. And, you know, he's interviewing A-list people, like, you know, and he's doing, and we've still been able to maintain, you know, a friendship through media and just, you know, homies in general. You know what I'm saying? We had the pleasure. All these years we talked, we finally got to see each other in L.A. last year, and that was, like, great, you know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, you know what? You got to stay humble, man, because this town will have you humble for real. You know, I tell everybody who comes to L.A., you got to be humble because L.A. will humble your behind so hard. You're like, hey, man, I'm going to be an actor. I'm like, dude, you got to save your money up, save your rent money up, hot crash on the couch somewhere, and just really think about what you want to do when you come out to L.A. because L.A. will have you humble so fast. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Even though I hang out with the stars all the time or whatever, I'm still a humble dude, and I still interview cats who are up and coming too as well. So I don't take nothing for granted. Because we never know
exactly
who I'm going to be working for. You know what I mean? I could be up today and down tomorrow. So I never know who's going to be popping and up and, you know, popping next week. You know, you just don't know. So you got to be respectful to everybody who's out here. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's real talk. And Hustle, so you're going to be giving us a little, you know, play-by-play on the red carpet and see, you know, what's going on with the Oscars and stuff this Sunday.
Yeah.
This Sunday, right? Is it Sunday?
We're shooting it live. The whole crew is excited about it. And I tell my crew, don't be excited about it. Be excited that you're there, but just make sure because you never know what can happen. It can change up on you any minute. So just be happy. Don't tweet out you're going to be at the Oscars. Don't do nothing until you actually get there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you don't know.
That's
we don't know
tough.
What's going to happen. You know, we black.
Exactly.
So we got to make sure we got to be on our P's and Q's. No,
real
I'm serious, though, because a lot of times we in this game, right? But the game is not built for us. So we have to be humble and be respectful and keep our mouth shut because sometimes we over-exacerbate ourselves and we make ourselves look silly. And then, hey, man, what happened to the footage, homie? What happened to this? Well, what happened was in the back scene, we got pushed in the back. So we didn't keep getting the interviews. So, you know.
But you know, one thing in the media that I learned is you always got to hope for the best and prepare for the worst dealing with, you know, the media. Because you never know. Everything is subject
but
to
Lush,
change.
But wait, Lush, hold up, Lush. You can't do, no, don't say that. Don't say that. You got to always, you can't do no hope. Black folks don't hope. We do. Come on now. You know in the movies we
no,
watch
what
movies. You'll never hear
no,
a brother
I
say,
I
hope
know.
We get this. I hope we get this, cuz. Come on, man. I hope we get it.
I hope we get some food today, cuz. But you know, all I'm saying, I'm not saying like, oh, it's hope. I know black people, we do, and we're determined to do stuff. But my thing is like, you know, the thing is that everything is subject to change. You could be at a situation and you have a situation, everything's supposed to be set, but all of a sudden they switch the game on you. So you have to be prepared for anything that might happen. You got to be able to adapt to any situation that is presented to you when you're dealing with
right,
media.
Right,
you know?
this is the biggest event that's going to happen for media. You know, the Oscars is like A-list. You should see my damn press pass. This thing is like a damn DMV press. You know what I'm saying? I didn't went to the BMI Awards. I didn't went to the SAG Awards. I didn't been to the AFI Awards. I didn't been to BET. I didn't went to everything he could think of. The Oscars Awards press credential, it looks like a brand new car damn near. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So you see it.
Wow.
When you walk in to get your press credential, it's like, damn, for real? They got security looking at you sideways. They looking at you sideways. Like, hey, you supposed to be here? If you don't let me go through this room and get my damn credential, man, you know?
Yeah,
like
the president coming through to that joint or something, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. It's guys over there whispering to themselves. Here he comes. You know, you talking about me? What's happening? what's happening? Don't get fucked up in here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get it in with my crew because they're excited because we in Hollywood and we getting it. And my crew's like, oh, you know, chitter-chatter and happy. Man, calm the fuck down. Calm down. Be cool.
Wow.
Respectful. Understanding. So, we can giggle in the car. Come on.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
But you can't. But you can't show your super excitement and stuff when you're like in front of the people. You know what I'm saying? You could be there.
I mean,
do that,
you can,
you know,
but not at this event. This is like one of the premier events. This is where you can actually
professionalism.
Blow. Somebody can actually see you. And you know what you're talking about. It's one thing to be on the red carpet and start fumbling and mumbling over your words, but when you're talking to A-list actors and A-list movie producers who at any given time can give you a job and blow your mind, you got to be on point.
Absolutely. Exactly.
And this stuff here is about politics. You got to know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very fortunate and blessed and grateful that I have the opportunity to knock this out, which we always knock out stuff. But the thing is, though, we have to be respectful and humble because this business is not for us. We're just in it, and we have to respect it and back up off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And you just dropped some real jewels for the people out there and stuff. So where's the Oscars this year? Location and stuff and everything.
It's going to be Highland and Hollywood. That's right on the Sunset Strip. Man Chinese Theater. So what happens is if you go to Instagram or any site, you can see where they have cams that where you can see everything. And it's going to be so crazy.
Oh.
It's going to be crazy out there. Yeah, I'm wearing a tuxedo, so you know I'm getting it in.
Whoa, tuxedo. Wow.
Yeah, I got to go in like looking like the Black James Bond. Come on, man. You know that. It's me.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Go ahead and represent, man. We just, you know, blessed and honored, you know what I'm saying, that you know you're doing that. And we're proud of you, man. You know, keep doing your thing, man, for real.
I appreciate it. I got a call yesterday from one of my good friends. He was like, "Yo, son," I'm like, "First of all, I know you from New York. Calm down." He goes, "You go to the Oscars, nigga?" He goes, "I remember when you first tried Hustle TV on your cell phone. Son, you going to the Oscars?" I'm like,
"Yeah,
man." Yeah. He goes, "Hey, man.
That's gross."
I said, he was like, "Hey, man, I watched you your whole career." He goes, "Don't fuck this up." I'm like, "Damn, thanks, man." I was
like,
"What? Wow.
Who is? That is random. That is crazy. But, I mean, you're going to do it. I mean, this is what you do. You're going to excel at it. You're going to do an awesome job. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to keep doing your thing. And on that note, also, some other birthday shout-outs. Shout-out to Senor Sidney Poitier. Actually, his birthday is today. He's a Bahamian and American actor, film director, author, and diplomat. And
yes,
for you to, and he's also an activist. Also, did a lot of amazing movies and stuff like that. And you know, that's Black History for you guys. And big shout out to Nico the Boss and DJ Sixpence of 90.9. They got engaged today live on Fox 5 TV. Definitely salute to them. And
yes,
you know what? I never noticed that the chick from, you know, what is that joint? Is it A Different World? From A Different World, the one that was the light-skinned girl, Hustle? Prince,
Whitney.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Whitney,
yeah.
Right? You
yeah.
know Whitney and Prince kind of look alike for real? I never thought about that. I
thought about
a
picture.
Hey, man,
you better
I was like,
that.
They said they was twins separated at birth. But if you look at the pictures on my Instagram, go through it. They kind of do kind of look alike or whatever.
I'm not going there.
I know because you might walk into the Diva Prince and he's going to be like, what?
Yeah.
I
right.
love Prince, though. You know, but yo,
stupid.
I love Prince, though, with the booty pants and everything. But, okay, so the biggest controversy that is going on right now is apparently earlier this past week, Amber Rose was going in on Cleo back-to-back, okay? And, you know, he goes in and she calls to Cleo, she was talking about the whole situation with Tyga because, you know, I mean, Cleo, the sister, right? Chloe.
Oh,
my bad. I'm thinking about Cleo.
So
Chloe, you call Chloe Cleo.
Oh, she's black
Chloe,
now?
Whatever.
Cleo
Simpson. She read a fortune.
Call
get
me
out.
Now.
Call me
I'm
now.
Like Cleo Simpson. Okay.
But Chloe and her going back and... My bad.
They were going back and forth because initially she was speaking upon the situation that happened with Tyga messing with the younger sister. Is it Kylie? It's Kylie, right?
Yeah, Kylie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Kylie Jenner. So, and she thought that it was inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, apparently, you know, Flora, she got into the situation. And then Amber just basically went on her and said, look, at least, you know, your sister had to basically, you know what I'm saying, you know, have a sex tape and, you know, be a whore in order to, you know, get you guys on because you guys were doing nothing, basically. You know, so and so they got into that, and then apparently this fool Kanye West, I have no idea, but he's not from this planet anymore. He's completely gone. I don't know what he was thinking about with that. And then he is working so hard to get into the fashion industry, but he's going at it the wrong way. And I don't know, thinking because him and Kim are together, he's like losing his mind. But anyway, he goes on the Breakfast Club and he says that, first off, he says that he doesn't agree with the stuff that his ex was saying, and that his new wife told him that he needed to take 100 showers or 10 showers. Don't quote me on this, but I know it's a certain amount of showers. To get, you said 30?
Yes, 30 showers.
He had to take 30 showers to get the stench of Amber Rose off of him. And I was like, are you serious? I said, you should have told her to wash her mouth out 1,000 times with all them things in her mouth. But that's just me, though. You know?
Hey.
Whatever.
That girl ain't said that. I think Kanye was just talking to her. That girl ain't said no shit like that.
No, he said that.
I know. I know what he said, but she didn't say that. He just making it
no,
up.
I know. I mean, like I said, I think what I'm seeing is I think Kanye went on there to attack Amber Rose personally because he knows that Khloe and Kim Kardashian, they're going to lose hands down if they come for her. She's from
right.
South Philly. She
no,
don't say that.
I think the whole reason is he is basically falling off. He ain't making no money.
No, he ain't falling off. Yeah, he is.
He's trying to stay relevant. He's trying to
he
make relevant.
That fool crazy.
He's trying to okay, nobody really been paying him no attention. He's trying so hard to get into the fashion game. He's not doing no music really right now. He done fell off.
Nah.
He going to freaking argue with the guy back. Instead of sitting his butt down before then he said, oh, well, I listened to his music. Oh, wow. I said, yo, you should have thought about that before you jumped on stage looking like a fool. Like, it doesn't make sense. Then he makes another statement. He says his baby Northwest has power in her body.
Oh, damn.
He sounds like a pedophile.
No. I mean,
that sounds uncomfortable.
Let me quote his exact. Let me say his
quote.
Quote
his exact words because he has word verbatim.
He was asked. The question was: people have been going at your wife crazy. I mean, like crazy. Even Amber Rose came on the program and said that she's sick. How do you reply to all the people? And then Kanye says, "My daughter has a chance of being shaped like my wife." Until she reaches that age, I'm going to be fighting for their figure to be respected. They blocked the word out. It's important for her to stand up in all her glory and power. Her power is in her body. She's going to create the hood. Who's going to create? It's just like, it's so weird.
Does that sound like the same person? Does that sound like a person?
No,
why are you looking at your child like that? Your wife's butt is fake, so you want her to have a fake. I don't know what's going on with Kanye, but stop smoking, because I don't know what he's talking about, for real.
Yeah.
You wouldn't feel disturbed hearing that comment? Would you want Kanye to watch your child when he's telling this baby's like, what, 2 years old? Or not even one? What are you talking about?
I think he's in love with his daughter. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I just think sometimes that's what he says. And
you say that your daughter has power in her body?
All of our kids got power in their body, but I wouldn't say it in a specific word. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing.
Man,
I wouldn't
yo.
Put in those exact context, yo. Like,
I'm not
going to
say, yo, man, yo,
too,
look,
like,
my daughter has power in the butt cheeks, so when she acts such a butt cheek, she farts out with a cloud. I wouldn't say nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But right now, he's a proud father. He's a proud husband because, you know, all he talks about is his wife and his kid. I mean, what dude doesn't do that? He's just a little different, and he's at a different place right now. He's up to Kanye West when he first came out with his jaw was swole, shut down, records. He's different now. He's grown, so his music's going to change, you know?
You think he's gone on another platform of insanity? Because after his freaking mother died, he's not insane.
He knows what he's doing. He's not insane. I'll tell you
he
like
just
this.
Wants to shock people. He just wants to shock people. That's what
yeah.
it is.
I'll tell you like this. I'll give you a prime example. Now,
okay.
Every time Kanye jumps on stage, right,
uh-huh.
to do something stupid or crazy, he's
uh-huh.
never jumped on stage with a black person. And when
oh,
Beyonce didn't win. Because the nigga be like, nigga, I'll beat your ass. He be like, give me my trophy, nigga. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You tripping?
Kanye's soft. He's not a gangster like that as he tries to
I don't
portray.
Think
he's
soft
not.
Neither, but I don't think he's soft. He knows who to mess with and who not to. Just like anybody does.
Because let him meet the right one. He's going to get knocked out flying off that stage. He get the right one. He keep playing them games.
And if he defend Beyonce one more time, I think Jay got a problem. You know what I'm saying?
But did you guys hear? He also stated that Beyonce has a picture of Kim Kardashian hanging up on her wall in the studio. That
what?
She gets inspiration from Kim. I'd like to whoa, time, stop it.
Whoa.
Now, that's when you're smoking crack, man, Kanye West. I'm sorry. You're tripping.
I'm just saying.
They're not even friends.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. If he come out one more time, it depends on the award show. Jay-Z better check him. Like, hey, man, leave my wife alone, bro. You got your own situation
mm-hmm.
over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop looking at my wife.
I don't understand the obsession because it's starting to become an obsession. It didn't just happen once, it happened twice. Are you trying to show face for Jay or are you doing this just because you're attention needy? Or do
yeah.
you want so bad to be like Jay and Beyonce? Because at one time, they tried it so hard to mimic them. Because if you notice, she went and dyed her hair blonde when Beyonce had a certain hairstyle. And they were trying
right.
to portray this whole Jay and Beyonce thing. Like, it's becoming an obsession. Like, you need to calm
I
down.
I think so, too.
Well, yeah,
I
mean, Jay's a big
homie. I want to know y'all guys' opinion in regards to this fashion show he did when these people look like human condoms. What's going on with that?
Hey, man. You see what it is. A dick is a dick. Come on, man.
I just don't get it.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
if you walk around looking like a dick, then you're a dick. Come on, Todd. Go, huh?
Pretty much.
You're not for anybody?
Pretty much.
Is there a problem?
Oh, my God. Oh,
you're just
mean
Lux Radio Online.
Hey, it is what it is. But also, big shout out to all my Chinese people out there. It's the Chinese New Year. Ni Hao. You already know what it is. We're in a building. So, you know, they're out there celebrating. It's the New Year. It's Chinese New Year. You know, they New Year's.
No, what you say, though? What the? Is it Yu Hao?
I said Ni Hao. Ni hao. Hi.
What's that?
Is it ni hao or ni hao?
Hey,
ni
get it right, because you don't want to. Hey, look, you don't want to.
No,
the
I've
studio.
Said so many times to Chinese people, they know what I'm talking. Ni hao means hi in Chinese.
Hey,
oh,
you better make sure it's right, because they'll surround your studio.
It is right. Ni hao means
okay.
hi in Chinese. Thank you is she she in Chinese.
Hey, look, you better make sure it's right, because they'll surround your house.
Yo, shut up, okay?
Hey, you disrespecting our family?
I will fight you. No,
they're going to be
angry. That's what was crazy. But you learned two new words today. Ni hao means hi, and she she means thank you in Chinese.
And then, breaking news real quick, you know, Mayweather actually announced the Pacquiao and Mayweather fight is going to happen.
Oh,
okay.
Actually going to happen, yes. He announced it's going to happen. I believe it's May 2nd. That's definitely something, you know, to check out, to look forward to, finally.
Okay, when he come back to LA, we'll interview him and ask him. Because I asked him twice already. He looked at me like, man, nah, I don't know. So, Pat, come on, man.
Tell me the truth.
I don't know.
Yeah, get it out of him, man. Get it out of him.
This time around, when we sit down, when I talk to him this time, when he come to LA, I'm going to ask him point blank. Y'all going to fight or y'all play? You want to get warm up with me? What's up, man? Can we get a ring together? Come on.
I ain't never seen nobody drag out a fight this long. I'm like, Jesus, like, come on. Give us a date.
You know, I'll tell you why it is, because Floyd's the businessman. Everybody, Floyd's scared, but you forget Floyd's the champion. He's the champion.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, Floyd ain't scared. He ain't scared to lose, because all I got to do is get a rematch. So, everyone's
exactly.
like, oh, he's scared. I'm like, dude, first of all, he's, what, 40-0? 40-something-0?
Yeah.
So he beat people up that Pacquiao fought. You know what I mean? So I think if Floyd fights Pacquiao, when he do, he's going to have to knock him out because he can't go on the split decision because Pacquiao has too much power.
Indeed.
Pacquiao got to beat the shit out of Floyd.
Exactly.
You can't get no split decision. You got to either go one way or the other way.
He's
going
to have to knock him out. Yeah, I'm with you.
Off
the break.
So when Floyd hit Pacquiao got a fart. You know what I'm saying? Pop! Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you feel the power. You know what I mean? That's what it
is. Definitely. You got to knock him out off the break. Like, you can't even be playing games with Pacquiao.
Like, round three. Like, somebody got to be laid out.
You're right, though.
It's the only way for him to be the undisputed king. I mean, he's already the undisputed king already. He fought everybody who's supposed to fight. And he got knocked Cat out. You know what I mean? He got knocked him out. Make you part in the ring. Right. Boom. Bow. Woo. Out. You know?
Definitely. And what else? The other things that happened this week, All-Star Weekend, everybody and their mother was up in New York. The snow was ridiculous.
Everybody was up in New York. It was cold.
You know, but I mean, it was a nice turnout. They had a fashion show for the athletes and stuff. Steph Lover did a whole bunch of hosting for different things. Football players came out there, so it was definitely packed in New York. Another thing I was going to say, you got some sports reports also too, Sandra, for this week, right?
Is it yes or no?
Which one is it?
I mean, I could tell you right now. It was the All-Star Weekend, as we know, it was All-Star Weekend. And, what's going on in sports? You know, Tiger Woods actually just quit golf right now. So, you know, he actually pulled himself out because he had such a bad record or whatever he want to say. He's not up to par with his stuff. So, to me,
he beat them hoes.
I think the whole thing that he went through with his wife and all that, I think that kind of messed him up. He never came back from that at all.
He need to be having like 4 or 5 different girls so he can go out there and exercise what he do with his sick.
See, when he was making all them hits is when he had the hoes. But now his hoes have declined. And he can't have no holes no more, so got his game off. But he should have privatized.
Oh, my God.
He ain't hit no holes in a while. The Tiger Woods fan club is gone. It's over.
Let me ask you this. Hey, Lush, check this out, though. How many people you think he hit that was professional? Because everybody who he hit came out, they all looked the same. Same white girl, super look type, right? So how many people you think professional?
All of them was like bartenders and strippers.
Yeah, but I'm thinking this, because this is how my mind works. Okay, he hit all of them first, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how many do you think he hit that were professional? Sportscasters, athletes, doctors,
like the cheap kind. He like floozies. He don't like chicks with brains. He like floozies, okay? That's what he was into.
Right.
First off, how you gonna marry your nanny though? Anyway, I don't even have nothing to say to Tiger Woods. It's a wrap. Thank good We don't want to see you anymore. Anyway, next was the one.
Plus a fool for that one.
And then the Cowboys, of course, the Cowboys need to make a decision who they're going to sign. If they're going to sign, Desmond Howard, or if they're going to sign Dez Bryant. Right now, they, like, you know, having a tough decision trying to figure out who we keep, you know.
Sign them both, damn it.
I mean, they see, but that's the whole thing. They cannot afford both players next season. That's why one of them has to go so they can have enough room, you know, to get more, you know, enough room to make enough, you know, cash so they can get more people. But, you know, like I said, right now they're still making a little decision. You know, I don't know what's going on. I personally think they should keep Dez Bryant, because I think that he put up more numbers, you know what I'm saying, and he can actually last. Like, to me, he has longevity versus, you know, Desmond Howard. But, hey, that's
man,
that?
I want some Steelers, man.
Well, that's
congratulations to the New England Patriots, man, for winning the Super Bowl. That was a great game.
You know, that was a very great game, you know. And, like, you know, I was actually shocked, you know, like, they came out of mind after the whole controversy of the plated footballs now. You know, we know how that went, but, hey, you know, they came out. They did what they had to do. Like, I kind of figured they would, because that's the same thing when they were caught the last time cheating.
Uh-huh.
That's the exact same thing that they did. They came out, they won the Super Bowl the same year. So, you know, every time they get accused of something, somehow, some way, they seem to, you know, bounce back and do something crazy, and, you know, they always win.
Man, it was a great game. I did not like the commercials in the Super Bowl. They were more dark. They were kind of disturbing. And this commercial with the little boy.
Right.
Hi. How you doing? This is me. I won't be able to get married. I won't
right.
be able to go swimming because my mom put the water on and I drowned in the tub. So how you like me now? I'm like, this clown commercial, dude. Come on, knock your thoughts. Insurance
company. Yeah, that was definitely not good. And then other thing is going on, you know, in the sports, you know, and NBA, actually Chris Bosh, unfortunately, he has apparently they just found out that he had possible blood clots and stuff, and he might be out for the rest of the season. You know, yeah, they just found it out. So, you know, like, I hope everything works out for him. You know, that would be very bad. You know, the Heat would definitely feel that loss. If he's gone for the season, their season is gone pretty much, because Wade can't carry that team by himself. We all know that. He needs somebody there to help him. You know, and, also in NASCAR, Jeff Gordon announced that he will be retiring.
Pacquiao
Mayweather fight is set for May 2nd. It's official. It's set. You know, it's been confirmed.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's all set to go. But, yeah, you know, that's what's going
on. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. People have been waiting for, like, the 10,000 years and stuff to hear the verdict. Jesus Christ. That ain't sad.
I know, right?
I feel like I'm watching it. Oh, just have to try again. Damn it. Yeah.
My gosh.
If the glove don't fit, we must quit.
Oh, my
damn,
God.
Come on, man. You know, I'm excited about it.
I'm glad we got you on here, too, because, you know, when you was at the Grammys and everything, what was your whole feedback in the whole, you know, thing at the Grammys and stuff the other week or whatever?
Grammys, you know what, though? Once you get inside and hit the red carpet and you get the press room, it's like, man, it's like a big family in there. You never know who you'll see, and people know your face but don't know your name. It was like a big family in there, man. I had a great time. We just had so much fun talking to the artists and the Grammy winners, and it was just awesome. If you've never done it before, you can try it and get there.
Definitely.
It's something, that you'll never receive again. Because that was my first time going. And I just loved it. I can't say it enough.
Wow.
I just loved it.
Definitely. You definitely had a lot of blessings. And a quote for today is, sometimes your circle decreases in size, but increases in value. So you don't have to be around a whole bunch of people. It's about the people, the quality people that you have surrounding you, actually. You know, people that are on the same, you know, level as you. You don't want to be surrounding yourself with people that are opportunists. You know, sometimes people, they say, hey, they see what you're doing. They want to join forces. But really all they want to do is see what they can get off of you.
Don't start that.
What you want to chime in on that, Hustle?
I just say this. We've been grinding for a long time. It's not like we just started this yesterday. And I get so many people hit me up on Instagram and Twitter. I get so many calls. If it ain't a pop up on my phone, I'm not answering it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I get so many calls. People, hey, man, I got a great idea. I think we should work together. And you look at the information on the site, it ain't got nothing but one picture of your mom. You know? I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying you got to watch who you let into your circle, because whatever you bring it to the table, they can't match you, so they can't really help you. And
absolutely.
It's not no disrespect to somebody, but you got to always keep in mind what the opportunities are looking for. They're looking to grab on. Dad was telling me yesterday, I want some of your T-shirts. I'm like, for what? So I can go to clubs, man, and roll with you. Like, no. You know, so gotta be careful. Gotta be mindful, you know. You can't disrespect nobody either. You know, man be a man. Shake my hand, make it a firm shake. And say, what's up, hustle, and then break. You know what I mean? Let us do our job. It's like, everybody can't be on the red carpet and get all these crazy great interviews. You know, it's got to be humble and mindful of things. Just be careful who you beat, who you let into your circle, because of the slight of foolery out there.
Exactly. And that's real talk. And you know, he's definitely dropping some. And the last thing is, you're never too old to reinvent yourself, because there's a lot of people that are stuck in the past, especially like some of these people that own businesses, and they've been using the same system since 1970-something. And your business still hasn't grown. Like, maybe you need to get new equipment. Maybe you need to invest yourself. Maybe you need to go marketing. Like, sometimes you got to start back at the drawing board. Like, don't let your pride get ahead of what you're trying to do. So for all the people out there that feel like they stuck, sometimes you can reinvent yourself. You know what I mean? And, you know, we appreciate all you guys that always support Lush Radio Online, support Hustle, support everything, the whole squad, everything that we do, Quan Lee TV, Hustle TV, Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. And big shout-out to Emily2K for her birthday. And, you know, later on tonight, we got to go and interview Ivan Ellis, who is going to be on Empire soon. So you will be on episode 9 coming up soon, so look out for that. But, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. Support Dream. Check out some new movies. Lush Radio Online. Y'all got any final words to tell the people before we dip out of here, people?
Hey, stay humble, you know, stay safe, and stay loyal. That's all I have to say.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. Everybody out there, be blessed. Stay prayed up, and I will give glory to God. It's not about you, it's about everybody around you. If you can uplift somebody each and every day, try to do your best to wake up every morning and say, hey, let me go help somebody. And that's the last word I'm going to say. Hustle.
Woo! I just got inspired right now. I think I'm going to jump off a bridge.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yo, I love Hustle, though, but, yo, he just inspires me every day. But, like, you know, each one teach one, you know, pay it forward, you know, and life may throw you a curveball, but remember you are in charge of the direction it goes, and you already know what it is, man. Sometimes you got to be like water, like Bruce Lee says, and learn to adapt, you know, to whatever situation is thrown your way or what obstacle is thrown your way. Lush Radio Online, we're here to educate and entertain at the same time, and hopefully you learn something from us. And, you know, it's Black History Month, but every day you're a history maker. So every day step out and make an impact on the world. This is Lush Radio Online. We are the people's voice. We speak for the people that don't speak. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com, at Lush Radio Online, at Sandra. Just one Sandra.
Just one Sandra.
Just one Sandra. at DJ Hustle 2407, and at MSU2K, at Quan Lee TV, the whole squad. We love you, salute, and we out of here. And we're gonna play. We're gonna play some more Dreams. He's talking about, you know, stuffing people's stomachs and everything. But anyway, we out of here.
Hey.
Love, peace, and chicken grease. We out of here. Peace.
You try to make a wild out. I just make a wild out.
My shit. You can't stand it, but that's my shit.